13. They were in its territory now. So that was the end of the last hope of escape from the quest to America. All 119 of the Wanderer slaves escaped. But Hiccup, Kamikaze and Fishlegs did not. Hiccup saved Bear Cub, but who would save Hiccup? They had their work cut out over the next 5 hours or so, trying to prevent the great boat from crashing into an iceberg in the mist. And by the time the mists lifted, it was nearly morning. They had steamed out of the land of the icebergs and into the great West Ocean, and the hysterics were beginning to stir in their sleep. It was astonishing that they had all slept through the whole thing, but they had. Even Toothless, who had snored happily through being chased by polar serpents and bumping over icebergs and submerged in ice-cold water without so much as opening an eyelid. Red Ronald was the first to wake up, to find Kamikaze peddling the keep the boat from sinking and scare away the monster sea creatures machine.
"I won't tell nobbut if you don't,"
said Kamikaze, climbing off the machine and letting Red Ronald climb back on again. Red Ronald was so pathetically grateful, he practically cried, for he knew if his boss found out he had fallen asleep on the job, he would quickly find himself on the wrong side of the axe of doom. Hiccup retied the ticking thing to Norbert's wrist, so that Norbert would never know he had tried to steal it, and then he judged it best that the three of them should be out of the way when Norbert made the discovery that all of his slaves had escaped into the night. So, once Hiccup's clothes had thoroughly dried on the chimney, they crept back up to the crow's nest, where they fell asleep, curled around the comforting warmth of the two dragons, who gave out lovely waves of heat, like two little hot water bottles. They were only woken by Norbert's great roar of rage. At first, Norbert was sure that it was all Hiccup's fault.
"That wretched, weird little red-haired boy! I should have killed him while I had the chance!"
screamed Norbert the Nutjob.
"He's made off with all of my slaves!"
Hiccup put his head over the top of the crow's nest. "No, I haven't," he called down. "I'm up here!" Norbert was so furious, he swiped at the mast with his axe, as if he were chopping down a tree, taking a big slice out of it.
"What have you done with my slaves?" he roared.
"I haven't done anything with your slaves," Hiccup called down. "If I had done, I would have run away myself." This was quite a good argument, but Norbert wasn't in a listening kind of mood, and he took another swing at the mast.
No, Hiccup shouted. "We need that mast, you know, and I'm the only one who can read the ticking thing and get us to America, aren't I? So without me, you can't create your land of the nutjobs. Your empire."